Welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. And I am speaking with Dr. Frank Robinson. Tremendous educator, also a tremendous leader, tremendous motivator. And I tell you, Dr. Robinson, it's just amazing to me that there is so much to consider when it comes to change. And I know that often just we know human nature. And in human nature, we're going to find good and bad. That being the case, we're going to find some good motives for expanding the academic atmosphere environment. We're going to find some bad motives.
Exactly.
But that said, you were sharing with me that we can definitely find a lot of good in this multifaceted academic environment that we have, the non-traditional public schools, which you generally call charter schools, the traditional, which people normally refer to as the public school system,
right,
and, of course, the private schools. And you were sharing with me that research is showing that, generally speaking, children are succeeding in all of those environments.
That is exactly right. And as we indicated, the one single indicator that we see in all environments, all types of educational environments, is that parental engagement piece. If the parental engagement piece is present in public, non-traditional public, private, or any other form of schooling, if that parental engagement piece, which is very different from parental involvement, the parental engagement piece, if it is intact, then you're going to see a corresponding high level of academic achievement among children.
So when the parents are engaged, what are they doing differently than when the parents are just involved?
When parents are engaged, they are involved at the level of knowing what the teacher is teaching that particular day and what the student has learned by offering them opportunities for learning.
Interesting.
That's the engagement piece.
So does that go beyond the parent just helping the child understand, okay, this is how you work these math problems. Okay, this is what this means when they say such and such in the grammar. This goes a little beyond that?
It does. Then the involvement piece graduates to engagement when the parent learns what it is the student has been taught in the way that the teacher has presented it.
That's so interesting. And so one of the things that we look at then is parents need to be engaged. We know one of the unfortunate realities of life is that it can be difficult for parents to be engaged because we're so busy. Some parents more than others. How do they deal with the time factor?
Now, what our approach to that has been is the expectation at the teaching level that a student is able to handle any concept or any skill independent of any assistance before you assign it for homework. So you verify and you validate that the student has the skills that are needed to perform that assignment independent of parent or teacher.
Interesting. So there's a lot of responsibility being placed on the children, but along with that responsibility, the motivating message that we believe in you. You can do this.
Exactly.
That's awesome. So earlier, Dr. Robinson, we were talking about school systems and the role that vision play in helping to get our children to a point of a high level of success and achievement. Of course, that means faculty has to be at a high level of success and achievement. You're now at HCA, Horse Creek Academy?
That's correct.
Any specific visions that are motivating, driving, pushing HCA?
There is. HCA is a prototypical educational institution. meaning that there aren't many institutions of learning like HCA in that it provides preschool through pre-college in an interconnected fashion all the way through. Students matriculate, they matriculate all the way up through the early elementary, the middle school program, the high school program, into the high school having a post-secondary component for both pre-college and pre-employment opportunities. The board has given me the charge to configure HCA into four academic houses on campus. Each academic house will have an academic leader who would run the role very similar to what the principal does, and will ensure that particular academic house is carrying out the mission for that configuration of grades.
And so there's a common vision, and there are going to be certain things, certain criteria.
Right.
That each principal, per se, would need to be meeting within the governance of their own house that they're overseeing.
That's exactly right. And we meet weekly to reconcile any gaps between practice and vision.
I like that. Ongoing communication to make sure that people are on track. Dr. Robinson, congratulations on what you're doing at Horse Creek Academy HCA in the Palmetto State. Could you leave our listening community with final words of inspiration?
Thank you. Let me first say that I've really enjoyed our conversation. I've been inspired as I've been engaged in the response. Education is what I live by. That's my assignment. I'm convinced that's my divine assignment, to be engaged in education. That is one reason I couldn't retire. It only took me 1 week to realize that I needed to have my hands back in education.
That's awesome. So you knew what your divine purpose was. There was no reason to say this purpose is over.
That's exactly right.
So you're still living out that purpose.
And in the name of Jesus.
That is awesome. With us. Till next time.